Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hello, Apple Vis listeners. This is Orinx, as you'll know me on Twitter, or Orinx on the Apple Vis app directory and forums. And I'm here today to review a new game that just came out recently for iOS that was previously on, you know, web-based only. And it's called A Dark Room. And it combines interactive fiction gaming or text gaming, whatever you want to call it, with resource management / real-time strategy elements. Basically, you open it up, and that's how I'm going to describe it, because I'm going to open it up and we're going to explore this together as though I'm playing it for the first time. So I'm going to double tap this in the app switcher. And let's see, it says dark room heading. So we're going to swipe to the right. Light fire button. I wonder what that does, but you know, we got to keep going. The progress sliders are here, which is also useful. And there's a reset game button, which is what I did previously, because I had a save game. Then we're going to go to the right, and we're going to have our text log. The room is freezing. Awake. Head throbbing. Vision blurry. The fire is dead. So it's telling you exactly what's going on. It's just that one room is cold, and the fire is dead. So the only way to obviously get the fire going is to light it. Stoke fire. Now there's a stoke fire button, and it keeps going up. And now the fire is completely lit, and if you wanted to keep it going, we continue to stoke it. And as you can hear, there's random events that these alert dialogues come up with these random events, and we have this dialogue to contend with. Through the wall, shuffling noises come here, can't tell what they're up to, so we have options here. Investigate or ignore them. Well, I like to investigate stuff, so that's what I'll do. And, well, yeah, that doesn't really tell us much of anything other than that's a mystery. So now instead of a dark room, it's a firelit room. And as we see here, we have different buttons here. Now it says a silent forest, stoke fire again, view supplies, or, you know, we can reset the game. It's always going to be the option at the bottom. Now, every action you take is going to be in this text log, and there's always everything recent, every event that appears first is going to be the most recent event that ever happened. So, this text log is the most important thing in the entire game, obviously. But you know, see, the button just changed to new workers. And we have a view supplies button. Let's see what's in here. Supplies. Wood. 10. So we only have 10 pieces of wood right now. The new worker, we had to go check that new worker button. But basically, this view supplies area is where all your resources are going to be. You know how I said it was a resource management game? This is where you're going to view them. The room is mild. The fire is flickering. Wood. 16. And the wood has just gone up to 16. So we're making progress on the wood here. Now if we click on this new workers button, let's see what worker we have. Now we can gather wood now, which, you know, clicking that will make the wood gather even faster. Supplies are brought every 10 ticks, which I think it's probably a couple seconds in real time.
The room is mild. The fire is flickering. Builder says she can make traps to catch creatures. Builder says she can make a cart for carrying wood. The stranger in the corner stops shivering. Her breathing calms. The stranger shivers and mumbles quietly. Her words are unintelligible. The room is warm.
So basically that stranger is now our builder, and she can build traps for us. And when we go back, well, let's gather some wood.
Hope she's okay. Have to keep the fire going.
And I guess it's your character saying, "Oh, I hope she's okay with gathering the wood. Have to keep the fire going." And then
shuffling noises can be heard just ahead. Investigate.
One of these random events again. And once again, the same event before.
A silent stoke fire. But progress. View supplies.
We can view supplies again.
New building.
Or new building. Let's see what this. See what we can build.
Build. Card. Button. Trap. Hut. Builder says there are more wanderers. Says they'll work. Two. Hope she's okay. Half hut. Trap. Button.
Builder says there's more wanderers. Says they'll work too. Well. Might want to start by building a cart too, to cart wood instead of walking out to gather sticks and whatnot. So let's do that. So cart is going to cost us 10 wood, and you know, before we checked we added like 16, so not too bad, but you know, could use more wood. We're gaining more as the seconds go by, so we'll just hit double tap buy, and let's see what the text log says. And now that's a new.
A dark room. Heading. A silent
fire. Oh, we gotta stoke the fire again because we don't want to. Now I've never really explored the idea of keeping the fire completely just dead and see what happens, but probably not gonna be good for your builder because you might die or something in the freezing cold. And there's more buildings and more stuff to do as you go on. But this is the basic elements of the game. You just continue surviving, getting a population, getting traps.
Reset. Visit builder. View supplies.
Well, let's view our supplies again. See how much supplies we have.
61.
Yeah, we have 61 wood.
The room is my wood.
And what I'm gonna do is I'm going to. If I have enough,
visit builder, build card, trap,
I'm going to build a trap.
Buy trap, buy, cancel, buy, 10 wood.
And there we go, we got a trap.
Back button.
And this trap is going to give us a fur resource, which is, you know, get it from animals and gonna get baits and all that other stuff, because there's a forest outside. And then when you build a hut, that forest is no longer going to be a forest, and you're going to have a hut. So, I mean, this is the basic element of the game, and it just continues as you build more buildings. There's merchants, you know, you can build a workshop, and then I think there's even more buildings after that, which I don't know. But it's interesting, and for a dollar, you know, I spent at least like an hour or so playing today, getting it up to a tiny village, and I'm pretty sure it could become a bustling village. So, that is a dark room, and I'm going to go and add it to Applevis. I'm going to go add it to Applevis, and I'm going to add this podcast to Applevis. So, without further ado, I'd recommend this game for, you know, a time waster, and, you know, especially if you're into resource management game, but it's kind of different. It's not your average like Storm 8 game or whatnot. You know, give this game a shot, and I will see you for another podcast some other time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Applevis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Applevis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Applevis team.